Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So my name is Riggins. I have a dog. He's 6 years old. His name is Riley. And he is the light of my life. I love this dog. He's my first dog. And admittedly, I have gone over the top in a lot of ways when dealing with the dog. And it's classic now. I've told that story. I bought him the dog bed from the Westin Hotel. They have this thing called the Heavenly Bed. Oh. And they also make a dog version of it. I bought him that bed for many hundreds of dollars. And he laid on it one time and decided, you know what, it's just really not for me.
This isn't for me.
I love that for you. But I bought him peanut butter flavored bubbles so you can chase him around the house. I mean, it's really out of control. I give him filtered water.
Well, he's your kit. He's similar to it. I know you hate that, TJ, but you don't have any children, so he's like you care for him like a child.
I would say it's the closest thing I've experienced. Absolutely. But I know it's ridiculous. They're animals. They eat their own poop. Mm-hmm. It's stupid. I get why it's stupid, and I understand. Like, but it's my money. I can spend my money how I want, and if I want to buy him a expensive dog bed, I can do it. However, Lindsay said something during a commercial about how much she loved her now passed away dog.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Teddy.
Yeah.
Who I remember from the first time you were on the show. Mm-hmm. How far did you go because you loved your dog so much?
Okay. Before I had children, I was so obsessed with my dog that I always said when he passed, TJ's going to hate this, I wanted to get him stuffed. I was going to stuff him, and I actually found a place that would do it. Thousands of dollars.
Was it?
Thousands of dollars. My husband was like, I will leave you if you do this, you psycho.
Yeah.
Because, so. yeah, it's psycho, but that's, I loved him beyond, I mean, I would do anything to keep him.
And what would what would you have done? So let's say you spent a couple $1,000s, had him stuffed. He was a Maltese, right?
Maltipoo.
Yeah. So he was a small little dog. Where would he have gone?
On the bed. Every day. I make my bed and I put him like a little stuffed animal. In my head, it sounded super cute, but when I thought about it, I was like, this is probably going to be really disgusting. I don't know the process of it. I don't want to know. I don't like to think about it. Yeah. But yeah, I was going to be divorced and have.
But would you do that with like a parent?
No.
Like if one of your parents died, you love them so much.
I didn't love him as much as Teddy. I'll tell you that. Wow. I would have almost gotten divorced for that. Yes. I love Teddy that much. Now, I had children. Now, I will say, and the children trump the dog. I get it now, but like he was my child at one time.
Yeah. And would you have pet him, like going to bed? Would you have like stroked his fur and stuff, like colored him like a teddy bear?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
can I say this, Lindsay? It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
I always said you got to get her to the hospital.
I know. I'm sick.
She's got to be institutionalized.
I loved him so much. And I still cry almost every day, and it's been almost a year. Oh, my God. He's wild. Oh. It's wild. I got him when I was 24. He died when I was 40. Like,
yeah. We love him. We do love him a lot.
Pour one out.
Yeah.
I'm sick. I know. Yeah.
Guys. I mean, peanut butter flavored bubbles is kind of out there as well.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a new trend. When people are building mansions and they don't want to build them outside the city, now there is a trend where they're building mansions on top of skyscrapers. There's this one in India that they've got a picture of here, and it's I think it's 33 stories above earth. You see that big house up on top of that thing?
Wow.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that would creep me out because I am afraid of heights. But you walk out in your yard, and I guess, though, when you're actually there and it's not a shot from a drone, it looks bigger. Like you have more of a yard, I guess, than it looks like here. But you would always be on a roof.
Yeah.
Basically.
You don't have kids and live there, right?
I wouldn't think.
No, or dogs.
I was about to say, or animals.
Well, right. they have, you know, fence around it and everything.
Still.
Wow. And that must have cost a fortune to just get, like, how do you build something on top of a skyscraper?
Right. I don't know. They can do anything.
It has to be in the millions, right?
Yeah, it's around 20 million.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
And it looks stupid. I mean, congratulations. You spent $20 million. It looks ridiculous. Yeah.
And think about having to get on an elevator to go up that high to your house every day. Mm-mm. Riggins, you lived on what in that skyscraper building in the city?
I was around like the 15th floor.
Yeah. Oh,
that's still too high for me.
Mm-mm, I wouldn't be able to do that. Mm-mm. All those stairs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, when the fire alarm goes off at 2 in the morning, they make you take the stairs. That's when it becomes clear how high you live up. Mm-hmm. And you got to go up the same way. That sucks.
Mm. Well, I don't know whether they're doing this in U.S. America yet or not. But why wouldn't you just, I mean, you do have a yard and stuff here. I was going to say, why don't you just take the whole top floor of the building as your apartment or whatever.
Penthouse.
Right. Yeah. But this way, though, you can go outside and I'm sure you can grill.
Yeah. You can breathe in that super clean Indian air. Yeah. It's like, what are you missing outside?
Yeah. 33 stories up. You're still getting that, right?
You can't even open your windows.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's better up that high.
Maybe.
Didn't your dad tell you that bugs can't get that high, Riggins?
That's what, he said the benefit of living up this high is no bugs. What are you talking about? He goes, there's no bugs when you get up this high. Well, he was wrong. There's like a beehive, a wasp's nest. About 2 weeks after I started, I was like, Dad, you were wrong. Hey, Bill Nye, you were wrong. Bugs do go that high. Yeah. Maybe. But he was so confident when he said it. He was like, no bugs when you're up this high. Like, I'm on the 15th floor.
Yeah.
Maybe he meant mosquitoes and stuff, you know. The annoying pest bugs.
Or like cockroaches. They're not going all the way up. Maybe that's what he meant.
Yeah. Ants, no ants either.
Did you have roaches? You ever see a roach that high? Well, there you go.
I didn't, but there was plenty of wasps outside.
Yeah.
Man, how do you get a wasp nest off a 15th floor balcony? I mean, good Lord, that would be dangerous.
Hey, you just spray them off.
Yeah. But then what if the nest falls to the ground? Hit somebody in the head.
That's a good question.
Oh. And a wasp from that height pick up enough speed going down. They put a hole in somebody's head.
Like throwing a penny off the Empire State Building. Yeah. Kill somebody.
That's just too dangerous all the way around, man. You can't be doing it.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
You know what I've about had it with? A gagging when I'm brushing my teeth. I've had it. I cannot scrape my tongue without gagging. So yesterday I spent about 20 minutes. What is the golden key to figuring out how to not almost vomit every morning when I'm trying to brush the back of my tongue?
Yeah. I don't know, because I've told you that for years I gag even before I get to that part because I know it's coming.
Really?
Yeah, I told you that. I haven't brushed my teeth in 30 years that I didn't gag, and at times I've actually puked in the sink.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Yeah, every time I brush my teeth, and it doesn't even, and now it happens so often that sometimes it happens before I start brushing my tongue.
You're that triggered.
Yeah.
You have a gag reflex, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a bad.
But before you even put anything in your mouth, you're already gagging. That's
no, I'm brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
But before I stick the toothbrush to start brushing my tongue, I'll gag in the anticipation of that, and then I really do it when I'm brushing my tongue.
Mm. Well, it turns out there's no good. They say go side to side or just go slowly. Somebody said clench your fist that's not holding the toothbrush, I guess, to take some of the thought away from maybe.
Yeah.
So I tried all those things this morning.
You could just use a tongue scraper.
Somebody said use a tongue scraper.
That's not what I do.
And you get
steak
all the way.
Knife.
Yeah, right. Do you get all the way to the back?
I can.
Yeah.
But if you have a bad gag reflex, you probably can't.
Okay.
But I mean, I think it's worth it if you, like, I have to gag, but I'm still not going to not do it.
Not do it. Exactly.
Right.
Uh-huh. So, okay. All right. I was just curious. And then TJ, you don't still have your belly button piercing, do you?
No.
You took that out?
I took it out
yesterday.
There's a big debate going on when you're too old to be wearing a belly button ring. Now, Lindsay, you had one, didn't you?
I tossle this in my head all the time, the debate, because if I see someone my age with a belly ring and it's showing, I'm like, ugh, because I have one, but I haven't worn it in, I can't even tell you.
Could you put it in still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it ever closes up because of where it's at. But, yeah, if I see a 40-year-old with that, I'm not judging. Well, no, I'm kind of judging.
Silently.
Like, silently. I'm just like, oh, especially if it's a dangly one.
Mm-hmm. A dangly, you know what I mean? Belly button piercing at 40 might be too much.
It's just too much. You're doing too much. Yeah.
So when did you take it out?
I can't even remember. Years and years. I think I was in my late 20s. Okay. Or 20s.
But you still have an open wound there?
I don't think it ever goes away.
Ew.
I'm not sure if it ever closes up.
You're gross.
What was the moment where you said, that I can't wear this anymore? Or did it just, it was just
I think
sort
it
of
just, I was over it. Like, yeah. No one was seeing it, you know?
Oh.
I mean.
No one was seeing it.
It wasn't.
What's the point?
I don't, maybe, and it also could have been when I stopped wearing, like, a two-piece a lot. You know, like, I don't know, but it was a long time ago.
And it never went back in.
It never went back in, but.
So she had to stop wearing a two-piece because she was eating far too many two pieces and a biscuit.
Right. Well, you ain't wrong about that.
I'm just kidding.
Not wrong about that, but, yeah. Okay. In your 40s, that's.
Yeah, well, the everyone's saying it's 26. That's the definitive age. But
that's roughly, yeah.
I like that you're giving women some grace and saying up to 40.
Well, I'm saying if I see it and you're in your 40s, we're not speaking. We're not friends. We don't hang out.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, Lindsay, we've known for years. A long, long, long time. Back when she was young, she was on our show as a regular member, and then she went on a sabbatical of 8 years, and now she's back. I had forgotten because Riggins was just asking her about her opinions of older women with belly rings, but I had forgotten that story you were just telling us in the break about how you got yours and. That your parents didn't know, and mm-mm. You said you were 11?
11 years old. I was 16, which is still too young. I don't think legally they could even do it without a parent's signature.
So it was an establishment. It wasn't just like you and your friends piercing each other.
No.
Okay.
It was a classy establishment. The guy was like... Sure, I'll do it for you kids. It was Concord in the 90s. We were fine.
Concord, North Carolina.
Yeah. So that it didn't pan out well for me because I was twisting it one day in the kitchen and my dad lifts my shirt up. What is this? I'm like, nothing. What do you mean?
Oh, you busted. I mean, that was a dumb thing to do.
Oh, it was stupid, but I was stupid.
And I was just saying, the fact that her dad is a U.S. Marshal and you're going to try to get something by him as a 16-year-old.
Yep. I don't think I got anything by him. I did a lot of stupid stuff, but I always got caught.
But she's the girl out of two. She's got two brothers. You could have murdered somebody.
It was always fine in the long run.
But she's also the middle child. Right. So
no one cares about the middle child.
But that means, though, that she had other, she had more crap going on, stirring up and everything than her brothers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they were fine, upstanding young men. She's running around with piercings.
Yep.
And cheerleading.
Yep. Going to parties and, I was the cool one, though. That was cool.
That is important.
Cool as I am.
Flitting around.
Yeah.
So did you get in trouble for that at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got in. Yeah. I always got in trouble, but I survived.
It didn't stop you from doing the next thing that came along.
Right. Cool. Yeah. I mean, I had fun.
So, I don't even know if I should say this now. I don't want to get you in trouble with your parents. But did they know your about your first tattoo?
Oh yeah.
They knew when you got it.
Oh no, not detail. Yeah, no. I mean, not.
How old were you when you got that?
20 something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but listen, they pretty much know everything. Somehow I would get caught. Like the time I was holding a beer, I was not, you know, I don't drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the taste. I was holding my friend's beer. I got tapped on the shoulder. This was in college. Got tapped on the shoulder, got a drinking ticket because they didn't breathalyze. I was like, I'm not drinking. I'm holding it for my friend. She's peeing, I swear. And my dad found out because he was getting me out of a speeding ticket one day. He was like, my daughter is a great girl, never gets in trouble. The judge was like, she got a drinking ticket. Like, so I always got in trouble.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine how mad he must have been standing there?
Livid. Felt
like had me look like a fool.
Yeah, livid. Oh. Called me and was like, I'm on my way home. I was like, what? What? I'm
not home. Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Hey, in just a few minutes, you'll get to hear my Uncle Jerry Wayne on the phone with me yesterday. Riggins inspired me when he recorded his dad talking on the phone last week. So my Uncle Jerry Wayne called yesterday, and I recorded part of the conversation, and Rob's working on it now. So Uncle Jerry Wayne from Central Louisiana.
That's very Jerry exciting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Last night was the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. It's been gone since 2019. They canceled it back then because it had declining ratings, and they were also feeling pressure that, you know, what's beautiful is changing in the eyes of the American public. There are different things that can be beautiful. So last night they made the big return on Prime Video and YouTube, and Kate Moss showed up. Tyra Banks appeared on a rising platform through the floor at the end. I mean, it was very dramatic.
Ashley Graham
was there. Very pretty woman.
She was the plus size pretty woman, pretty model, right?
Yeah. Right.
Is she still plus size and is she still pretty?
Beautiful.
Ashley's very pretty.
And plus size. And she's had a couple kids, I think, and she looks great.
Yeah. But Tyra comes out in like a full bodysuit. I'm like, this is a Victoria's Secret fashion show. We want to see some lingerie. You know, but they're all unbelievably
and they're
beautiful
working
women.
It. Yeah. I mean, working it.
Yeah.
Which is good because, I mean, the whole war on beauty in our society is terrible. Good for these beautiful women. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Man, it is.
Yeah,
sexy.
That's a pretty one. I saw her on in a news story, just a still picture of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's really pretty.
Gorgeous.
Cher showed up to perform, you know, her hit with the vocoder. Do you believe
in love? Why would they have Cher?
I don't know. It just come on. Cool.
Because she's a Victoria's Secret model, duh.
If I could turn back time.
They used to have like young performers, and they'd kind of like flirt back and forth with the performers, but like Cher's just like,
Your dad looks hurt, right?
Yeah, my dad loves Cher. Who doesn't, though, you know?
Right.
Tell Me Lies is the top trending topic. That's the show on Hulu. They call it the sexiest show on Hulu, and it wrapped up season two. The final episode is out now.
Don't tell me I haven't seen it.
Are you way into that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It seems like every woman is watching Tell Me Lies.
Yeah. I haven't seen the last episode.
It's about a college freshman and a college junior hooking up.
It's so silly.
Oh. My husband. How old are you?
I know, 40. My husband walked in when I was watching. He's like, are these people in high school or college or what are you watching? I'm like, don't worry about it.
It's like Euphoria, kind of. I mean, it's like very sexual and steamy.
It's just like dramatic relationships.
Yeah. What is that other one that was on the C-Dub that Luke Perry was on?
90210?
No.
I know what you're talking about.
It's a high school show, and one of the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody boys was on it, too.
Riverdale.
Luke Perry was in that, too?
Yeah, he was a dad. He was one of them's dad.
Oh.
He passed when he was on that show.
He passed.
It's based on the Archie comics. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I know everything.
That man knows some stuff. And then today's National Bosses Day, so happy National Boss Day,
happy
TJ.
Boss.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Unless it falls on a weekend, they said. Then it's not. what is that about?
Because you don't want to talk to your boss on the weekend, even just to say, you know, happy Bosses Day. To him or her, mostly him.
Yeah, Yeah.
I'm kidding. I saw a fight almost break out in the suburbs yesterday. It was crazy. I'm going to tell you the story next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yesterday in the suburbs, I saw a young woman do like the most old person thing ever. It was shocking to see because I've never done this. And you could consider me like an old person in a younger person's body. This was crazy. So I'm like walking my dog yesterday afternoon. I'm not like doing it. I'm doing it. I'm walking.
Thank you, Regan.
And I'm walking on the right side of the sidewalk. She's on the left side. We're both going in the same direction, but she's like roughly 25 yards ahead of me, and a car is coming towards us, and it's going too quick. And we're in a neighborhood. I think the speed limit is 25 there, and this car is coming fast, and I can see it, but it's not unusual. They're coming off of main road, and as the car passes her, she turns around, and I hear her yell, 25, and she's going like this, 2-5, 2-5, and then turning around to do it at him.
Oh, my God.
And she's probably a woman in her mid-30s, early 40s.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
2-5. Well, car heard her. By the time it got just past me, car stops and puts it into reverse.
Oh, no.
And I see the car going backwards in front of me, and it's a guy. So, like, a guy is now about to confront a woman that was yelling at him to slow down, which is, I think they were probably both wrong, I guess. I don't know. But come on. What are you going to do? Go yell at her? You're going to yell at her because she asked you to slow down a little bit? And I couldn't hear the exchange that happened. It was very quick. But she's, it's 25. And then I didn't hear what the person in the car said. But it went back and forth for a couple seconds. And by the time we got even, I was still watching, and I was like, all right. I didn't know what to say. I'm not going to be like, hey, guys, knock it off. Calm down. I'm
surprised you didn't go running off.
Are you sure he didn't apologize? Didn't he back up to say, I'm so sorry?
I thought maybe that would happen, but the car reversed so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, they
were scary.
It was kind of weird. It was like, like, what did you say? It was just like a weird thing, but I've also never told anybody, like, hey, buddy, slow down. I haven't reached that age yet, but every once in a while those things will happen. I'm guilty of being the person, like when you get to a store or a lunch spot and you go, it looks like I got here just in time, you know. I'm guilty of that kind of stuff.
Same.
But it just doesn't happen often. Now, Lindsay, you're I don't want to say your age, but you're late 30s.
40. You can say it.
You're 40. You can
say it, yeah.
And you're all...
oh, my God.
You're like a perennial young person. Like, I just see you as a young person.
Yeah.
Are there old people things you do now?
Not that. Yeah. Not telling people to slow down at 25. Yeah. That's something that like an 80-year-old would do. But yeah, I do stuff like what you said. If I just make it to a rest, I'm like, well, thank goodness we came early. Like, you know, we eat early because of our kids at like 5 o'clock. Ooh, you know,
we came at the right time.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
And you feel like that you've scooped everybody else. Like, we're better than y'all. We got here. Yeah. You're having to wait.
When really, we're just losers because we eat at 4:30. You
know? Right. No one wanted to come. Now,
right.
Yeah, TJ, you've got a couple of those, but none of them come to mind.
No, I mean, just the fact that I'm always 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, down in my old back. I mean, that's an old person thing for sure. I'm always down in my old back. Some days is better than others.
Yeah,
depends on the weather.
Could you get into a could you get in and out of a bathtub?
Yeah,
you could.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the help of a nurse.
Yeah. Right.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Hey, get signed up for our golf tournament if you're a golfer. There are foursomes is what we're playing, foursomes for our charity, Peyton's Promise. It raises money for all kinds of things, everything from Hurricane Helene disaster relief to breaking and entering Christmas and all of that stuff. So we'd really appreciate it. It's November 11th. It's really, really fun. November 11th. I will be there, and that's all you really need to know, that I'll be there, and it'll be worth the price of admission.
That's it.
So go to tjriggins.com/golf to get signed up.
Should I play?
Huh?
Should I
play? Oh, yeah, please. Oh, yeah. Get in there.
You, never swung a club in my life.
Play on your husband's team. Get him. Yeah. Get him. I'm sure he would love that. He doesn't seem like the competitive type.
Not at all.
That's Lindsay, by the way. She's old slash new to the show. She used to be on the show a long time ago, and then now she's back.
Yeah.
With a vengeance.
And old.
Mm. Yeah, it's like the McRib.
Yeah. Okay, so I was on the phone yesterday. My Uncle Jerry Wayne called me from Central Louisiana because I had escaped a visit from Uncle Jerry Wayne because he called a couple weeks ago, said he was going to be going to Myrtle Beach for vacation, and he thought that Myrtle Beach was really close to where I live in Charlotte. And I said, well, we're going to be out of town that weekend and blah, blah, blah. So he called yesterday to tell me about his visit to Myrtle Beach. And I thought at some point I needed to be recording it because it was funny.
I was a huffing the airplane glue in a sandwich bag, you know, just all I could of breathing it on into my lungs and getting high. And then I'd take me a hit of that gas right after I'd hit. Man, you talking about a warped mind. I got one. Things come to me you wouldn't believe, just like I was saying, this woman, a beautiful woman, just like a lady from heaven, like an angel's body, pretty blonde diamond shapes in her, and the tongue was just like the snake's too, sticking out like this at me, and her body was like an angel's from heaven. And just imagine this, man, a rattlesnake heads on this pretty, beautiful, naked woman, girl's body. I'd say she looked about 19 or maybe 20 years old to me. Mm-hmm. And lighter fluid, you know, I'd sniff hit by the cans. I'd go around, man, with a sock in my hand like that, you know, soak it down, and I wanted all that good stuff I could get in me. And here, man, I was it. I mean, I was Superman. I mean, seemed like I could stand in front of a coal train and stop it. That stuff that had me thinking, I guess, to get me killed.
So I'm now regretting that I couldn't join him on vacation, if that's what all was going on.
It was a wild time.
You missed it.
It's a snakehead on this beautiful naked body.
He said, like a woman from heaven, you know, like an angel.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah. That's what they're called.
With a perfect diamond-shaped body.
With a tongue like this.
Yeah. Wow. Missed a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that for you.
Thanks. And to deal with trashy Charleston.
Yeah.
And Isle of Palms.
Not as much huffing gas in Isle of Palms.
Right. That's why it was boring, Riggins. Yeah. There was no gas huffing, no lighter fluid, no sock drenched in lighter fluid.
What's up, Charleston? Y'all huff gas? Anybody?
Where can I get a sock soaked in lighter fluid? That's what really, really makes me feel like Superman or something.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
There's a story out of California that is, it's going all over the place, man. It's just going everywhere, this story. It's about these two guys who were in the drive-through line at an In-N-Out Burger in California, and somebody jumped the line in front of them. Like, it's hard to break the line in a drive-through, but this person did. So right as the person was getting up to order at the window, one of the guys jumped out of the car and ran up there and told the lady at the window, "Hey, we're gonna pay for everybody's meal behind us," you know, just, wow, you know, kind of show, you know, you missed out on the free meal or whatever. And I mean, is that really gonna tear a person up? I don't know. California, a fast food burger at In-N-Out is probably about $3,000-$4,000. So maybe that is a big deal.
Yeah,
but it reminded me, you know, I hate when people break in line. Yeah. When they cut in line.
Yes.
And at that fancy wedding I was at this past weekend, my wife and I, there was a fancy lady that was breaking in line to get a drink, because right after the service they said, it was outside and the ocean was in the background and stuff of this venue, and said, over at the tent, please enjoy a cocktail while we finish pictures and stuff. So while the wedding party was doing all their pictures and everything, they had a little cocktail reception going on. Well, the line to the bar was long. And this lady, I kept watching her eyeball the line. and not wanting to get in the line. So finally, there were these two younger guys, looked to be about 21 or 22, that were in line ahead of me. And she came up and was like, oh, how have you been? How's your mom? Like hugging them, you know, all this. And I watched her because I knew what she was up to. I thought, she's either going to just talk and slide in there with them, or she's going to get them to get her a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she did. She got them to get her a drink.
That's so annoying.
So when I got introduced to her later, I said, oh, yeah. I said, by the way, I'm on to you. I saw you break in line to get a drink at the cocktail thing earlier. She goes, what? I said, yeah, you get those little young boys to get a drink for you so you wouldn't have to wait in line.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, don't you try that. I would have gotten a drink for you if you'd asked me, you know, because I'm nice like that. I'm super sweet. But I just didn't want you to think that you fooled me. Right. Is basically what I was saying.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm stupid enough to not know what you did.
You're
little
smart.
Sneaky, shady,
mm-hmm.
classy lady.
On to you.
Mm-hmm.
Did she act like she didn't? You didn't? She didn't know what you were talking about.
She just laughed.
She's like, what? Yeah. I don't have a drink.
Yeah. Because, I mean, while I was, you know, kind of calling her out, she had to have still been mesmerized by, you know, my charm and mm-hmm. and wit, you know. Y'all know what that's like.
Sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But I find myself doing that a lot, just making sure that people don't think that I fell for their business.
Yeah. Who can I call out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think I'm an idiot? I am not. She was pretty, though, so that's why pretty? I didn't make a stink about it.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.